Hi, this is Scott Brown, and we're going to have a look at something today that I've noticed in the news over the last 12 months or so when it comes to hiring, and that is the use of social media during the hiring process. Now, at this stage, I'm not going to really look at using social media to find candidates, because quite frankly, you can, and there's many and varied options on that. No, what I want to look at is the way that some businesses actually use social media to check up on candidates and potential employees and do a bit of a background study on them before they actually get to make the decision. And is this right, or is it something now that we just have to contend with in this modern digital age? Really, the use of the likes of Facebook and Twitter has exploded over the years. And the uptake of social media in this country means that, as far as a communication tool is concerned, it supersedes the humble phone and of course, the likes of mail, snail mail, and in fact, email as well. So it has formed an integral part of our lives, and how that impacts the career-driven motives of employees, of candidates, and of business owners is something now that really must be made aware of and taken into account. So let's look at I guess, both sides of the story here. Using social media to check up on candidates. Is it the wrong thing to do? Well, perhaps it is. Really, when you look at social media, by the virtual name of it is social. So it is amongst the friends of and family, I guess, of candidates, of employees. And so there's an opinion, I guess, that says that it's hands off. You have to leave that side alone because that really is the other side of the candidate, of the employee. And thus it really is off limits for any employer to go and surreptitiously check out any of those personal details on Facebook, on Twitter. And I'm not going to really offer an opinion, but we're just going to look at both sides of the story. The other side of the story that I want to present though is it is part of where we are now. We are in this digital age. We're in this digital economy, even. And so any information that is online is open to be viewed by anybody. And employers want to know exactly who they are getting on board in a potential candidate and as they're going to be a potential employee. So perhaps there is some indication that they have the right to check out social media and get an idea as to how that person is going to fit into the organization. So is it wrong to do it? Is it right to do it? Look, we could be here forever really arguing one way or the other. But what I really want to say is that employers need to be careful, and so do in potential employees and candidates. They need to be careful. There are lines that you can cross when it comes to things like privacy and when it comes to soliciting information via means unbeknownst to that person who you are gaining that information from. Likewise, for potential employees and potential candidates, make sure you're not putting anything on there that is overly incriminating. And be aware that if you're going for a role, that quite potentially an employee is going to check you out. They're going to type your name into Google. They're going to type your name into Facebook. They're going to see if you have a Twitter account. And quite fair, I think it is to say that a little care is needed to make sure that you're not putting things out there that are going to be controversial and that they're going to put a potential employer off looking at you for a role. But let's not be too concerned, I guess, about the impact of social media. It's there. It's part of our lives. We have to deal with it. And so a bit of to and fro is needed. But there's also, though, a part of the social media spectrum, if you like, that is really focused on presenting you as an employee, as a candidate, as someone who is skilled in a particular area. And of course, there are things like LinkedIn, whose focus primarily is on that professional side of things. So perhaps we need to look at something here. Do we say Facebook is off bounds, is out of bounds? As an employer, don't bring in the Facebook. However, LinkedIn is free reign. Go in there, have a look, see what you can discover out of that social media source. Because really, the likes of LinkedIn, and there are others out there that are more focused on the professional, really do bring out those elements of a candidate, of an employee, that you really do need to look at as an employer. So they have work history, they have people offering recommendations to you, and they have, I guess, an overview of how that person relates both their skills and knowledge across the wider community, the wider online community. And whilst Facebook and Twitter are starting to bring in a lot of business elements, primarily it is there really taking the social part of social media to its fore. So the bottom line is, let's be fair about this. You as a potential employer, you want to find out as much information as you can about a potential employee. And a potential employee wants a potential employer to know everything about them from a professional point of view. So does the employer want to really know exactly what you got up to last Friday night on the town? Maybe not. Though, will they make a decision about that? I'm not here to say whether that's right or not, but I will say that some employers can look at that and they can make a potential decision. Likewise with employers, is it wise for you to start investigating the social element of social media to make a decision? I want to open that up for debate, because really we are entering a whole new realm of hiring when it comes to social media. And the impact of social media within any business transaction, be it a hiring situation, be it a customer-client situation. So what are we going to do about it? What sort of care do we need to implement to make sure that we are not treading on potential legal issues when it comes to privacy? Conversely, how do we make it so that we appear as, well, as clean as possible, leaving aspects of our life to the outdated forms of communication like the phone and like email? This is something that is not going to be solved by a 10-minute conversation here and now. It is something, though, that is going to prompt debate. It's going to prompt questions. And I'm going to be very interested to hear from anybody who is interested in using social media as a hiring tool. And I would love to get some views on that side of it. So definitely come on board the conversation here. Jump on the BSR website, www.businesssuccessradio.com.au, and join the conversation. Because really, I want to find out exactly what the views are. I've got my own views. But when it comes to social media, as you know, if you're on social media, if you're on Twitter, if you're on Facebook, if you're on LinkedIn, there are many wide varying opinions when it comes to this. Social media and hiring, it's a new frontier. What are we going to do to make sure it's not going to impact that darkly, I guess, on the employer and the candidate? Interesting times ahead. Thanks very much. I'm Scott Brown.